A ceremony held Friday at Fort Sill's Patriot Club saw the recognition of the outstanding service of three Fort Sill soldiers. I'm Clinton Whedon for KCCU News. The ceremony was held to honor Fort Sill's Soldier, Drill Sergeant, and Non-Commissioned Officer of the Year. Post leaders and various units filled the Patriot Club ballroom for the event honoring Sergeant Spencer Black, Drill Sergeant Victor Marquez, and Staff Sergeant Matthew Seelig. Each of the three participated last May in various competitions, testing multiple aspects of their duties. Friday, they collected their various awards and prizes from area businesses and Fort Sill leadership. Drill Sergeant Marquez revealed a unique personal background. Born in Juarez, Mexico, he grew up in El Paso, Texas, and joined the Army in part to gain U.S. citizenship, which resulted in him taking his citizenship oath during his first deployment in Iraq. Marquez said he became a drill sergeant to help guide new soldiers and entered the Drill Sergeant of the Year competition to test himself.
For me, it was a challenge, basically. Like, you already know, English second language, you know, throughout, you know, it's been a challenge for me. So when it comes down to challenging myself that, you know, I can be that in that position, I can go to the next level, I took it more of a challenge than, you know, okay, I want to do it initially. But now that I'm in this position, you know, I'm just enjoying it, so.
Sergeant Black said being named Soldier of the Year was a distinction he didn't expect.
It means a great deal, sir. It's quite an honor to be selected from the other soldiers, like the sergeant majors and much, you know, picked me out to be Soldier of the Year from my peers and such, and it's quite a bit. It's something I never thought I'd ever accomplish in my life. I never really thought about it either until I started competing.
Black, who was promoted from specialist to sergeant in the time between the competition and Friday's ceremony, also says the honor will keep him looking ahead in his military career.
Going forward, give me the confidence that I need to continue to go forward in my career, because once after you've gone through so many competitions, you just kind of build that natural confidence and you don't have as much trouble doing it again. And that's what it takes to get promoted in the Army, is a lot of confidence and a lot of knowledge, so it'll help me out there.
The day also had reminders that a soldier is always on the job, so to speak. Sergeant Black said it's likely he will not advance further in competition due to a pending assignment, and Staff Sergeant Seelig's wife was on hand to accept his awards as Non-Commissioned Officer of the Year because he has been deployed as part of the 31st Air Artillery Brigade. But for a brief moment, all were able to pause and reflect on these men and their jobs well done. For KCCU News, I'm Clinton Whedon.